Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, sir, of the 2020 Podcast, LLC. Please say the LLC. And before you listen to this episode, I just got to let you know, I need you to stop what you're doing. Go to blkrenaissance.com, and I need you to shop for the culture. That's right. Anytime you use the promo code LLC20 at Black Renaissance Clothing's website, you will get 20% off your order. Off rip. No questions asked. So do me a favor and do it for the culture. Peace.
Hey, this is KJ, and I have a question for you. When was the last time you got something nice for yourself? That's what I thought. So why not visit www.theblurredsyndicate.com and get something that will help you express who you really are. They've got shirts, mugs, purses, mouse pads, and even aprons for the gorillas of the family. So if you're a fan of anime, pro wrestling, or hell, even the Golden Girls, The Blurred Syndicate has got you covered. Also, if you use the code LLC20 at checkout, you'll get 20% off your order. So what are you waiting on? I got mine. Come get yours. And remember to join the BS.
Hi guys. It's Mr. I'm Just Being Honest, host of the Truth Serum Podcast, podcast for the people. You can find me on Spotify, Anchor, and Buzzsprout. More networks coming soon. Happy listening.
The self-destruct sequence has been activated. Repeat, the self-destruct sequence has been activated. This sequence may not be aborted. All employees proceed to the emergency car at the bottom platform.
Okay, we lit it just like a fuse, so no need to pick and choose. Welcome to 2020, where we do more than interviews. The hottest beat coming through, jumping knowledge on all that you get. A peek at the front of you with the truth that they offer you. Yeah, hands up, we doing it for the culture. To give artists and businesses more exposure. Keeping it real and stay silent just like a boulder. It's about to go all the way down, can't get no lower. Chasing my dreams, know that they get no slower. But if I stay running, I promise they getting closer. Moreover, success my older. And if you're sleeping on me, I'm waking them up like Folgers. I told you, coming from the land with the tide roll. Well, we'll be on a whole different vibe though. We like to ride slow and keep our windows tinted so you really can see us. Like Stevie Wonder waking up with his eyes closed. Yeah, got the kind of flow that rocked the boat. On my 16s of pounds of dope. And if you figure you can hang with me on the mic, then grab some rope. Matter of fact, better grab some hope while you at it. We keep it live, it's time to tune in. Turn up the sound on what you're using. It goes so hard, I think it's bruising. The show is 2020, no need to zoom
in. It's not saying not to pray, right? Especially when someone has been abducted, seeming like they was trying to help someone, right? But the details were just super sketchy and had you like questioning, like, yeah, something in the milk ain't clean, right? So when all that was going on and all that was happening, like, people had like questions, right? Of course, people was praying, but some people just strictly praying. That's all they care about. Pray that she comes back. Pray that she comes back. That's all it was. While on the other end, people was like, yahoo, she comes back, but something about this just ain't sitting right. Something about this just seems off. And when the people who were just like pray got wind of the people that were saying, something about this just sketchy, whatever like that, it just became downright condescending. I mean, people was attacking each other's faith. Oh, y'all want the girl to be dead. Oh, you, this why you can't tell everybody to pray for you. You know, this why you really can't trust everybody. This why you just need to walk with the Lord yourself and stuff like that. Fam, if y'all so spiritual to where y'all can't even question stuff that's right in front of your face, and then you talking about not being deceived and having discernment, where was y'all discernment then? You know, but that's another story for another day. We're not going to get on the lack of discernment that some of these people had, or some of the discernment that they claimed to always have when you couldn't even see that this story was shaky at best from the get-go. Anyway, we're going to dive into it. They came out with a press conference after she just showed up. She was gone. I wrote some notes down here. She was gone a total of 49 hours from July the 13th to July the 15th, right? She left at 8:20 p.m., left her work. She grabbed a couple items, bathrobe, Tisha. She went to Tazaki's, you know. She went to Target, grabbed some granola bars and some Cheez-Its. She made the 911 call, the 911 call. She made that at 9:34, right? And went on and said how she saw a baby that was walking near the interstate, and she had followed it. She followed the baby 600 yards on while she's on the interstate. Do you know how far 600 yards is? If you don't know, I think it's a little bit give and take, but they say it's the length of a 600 football field. Football field is longer than 100 yards, but the plain part is like 110 yards, I think, total. But for the sake of discussion, 6 football fields is where she followed this kid to, and not at one point during that time said, man, let me hop out before I keep following this kid or whatever. Let me hop out, right? But even before that, no, during this time, no other person saw a kid walking stranded. No other person in that area had a child that was missing, right? So she gets out of her car to rescue the kid or to see if the kid was all right. She saw a man came out the bush and said he finna find the kid too, and tries to abduct her, has her jumping over fences and stuff like that. So it's just so much stuff that, you know what I'm saying, that went on. Then when they found a car, it was a wig and cell phone in the vehicle, along with a couple of other things. And it's just so much stuff that was just up and down with what she was talking about. I mean, from the bathrobe to, you know what I'm saying, the Cheez-Its, you know what I'm saying, to the tissue, you know what I'm saying? Just crazy stuff. But the thing about it was, is I think what really caught people off guard during this press conference was the things that she had Googled prior to, you know what I'm saying, her being abducted. And I'm doing that in question marks. On July the 11th, she was looking up Amber Alert. Like, what's the maximum age that you have to be, you know what I'm saying, for an Amber Alert? Like what's really, you know what I'm saying, about that? What's, you know what I'm saying, what's that about? You know what I'm saying? She had also, on July 13th, looked up how to take cash out of a register without being caught. Also, the Birmingham bus station. She looked that up. She also looked for a one-way ticket, you know what I'm saying, to Nashville. So she's looking up all these different things, and even for whatever reason, she looked up the movie Taken. So you've looked up all these things, which sounds like super shady. Like, why are you worried about the maximum age on an Amber Alert? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you, you know, saying, doing all these things that led up to, because normally, you know what I'm saying, this stuff wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? You see somebody and they say, oh, they're looking up a Birmingham bus ticket, bus station, a one-way ticket to Nashville. That ain't, you know what I'm saying, really ain't that much. But when you look at all the things preceding that, you know, it's just crazy. What's going on, Chanelia? She said, right. The fact that was no Tesla in her, just a screen. My thing was going through her mind. That's what we want to know. But right now, she's being, her family and her being refused to be interviewed right now. The police did say that the family was very cooperative, but they were saying for her mental state of what on the traumatic experience that happened, that it's best that she don't be interviewed right now. Because basically, guess what? The only one who knows the truth for real is, you know what I'm saying, Miss Carly. She's the only one that knows the truth, that can tell us unequivocally, without a shadow of a doubt, what happened. And then just to me, man, like it's so much stuff. Like, you know, when, you know, let's be honest, as a kid, you're a terrible liar. As an adult, you get better as a liar because you have a little bit more logical thinking. The stuff that she was saying, like when she said that they blindfolded her but didn't kidnap her, and when they blindfolded her but didn't tie her up, right? The reason why she said that the kidnapper didn't tie her up because they didn't want to leave impressions on her wrist. Who tells you that as a kidnapper? Hey, we're going to blindfold you, but we ain't going to tie you up because we don't want to leave no impressions on your wrist. Come on, fam. That don't even sound like it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? That's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like you, like back when you was in school and the teacher asked where your homework and you sitting there steady looking, you know what I'm saying? Steady flipping through your folder, knowing you ain't got your homework. You know what I'm saying? That's what kind of thing that this on. And then how conveniently the thing that the woman fed her is the same thing that she brought from Target, the Cheez-Its. I don't know if regular Cheez-Its, white cheddar Cheez-Its, you know what I'm saying? Whatever kind of Cheez-Its, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know what I'm saying? We don't know, but that's besides the point. But my thing, my whole thing is that first off, no one wanted nothing to happen to the young lady. Let's get that out the way. Nobody wanted nothing to happen to her, right? But my thing is, you know what I'm saying? And we had this the same way with your boy Justice Smollett. We was like, some people jumped in wearing magma hats and all this stuff. Like that just doesn't sound, you know what I'm saying? Like that sounds crazy. You know, it sounds kind of off. We gave him the same treatment. Like, nah, something about that just ain't right. You know what I'm saying? So of course, with Justice Smollett, we didn't want nobody to beat him up in the alley, especially if it was something racial. You know what I'm saying? But we was like, nah, something about that just doesn't sound right. The same thing with Miss Russell. No, we didn't want her to be abducted. No, we didn't want anything to be wrong with her. Yes, we all wanted her to make it home safely, but something about that story and the timeline just did not seem right. You know what I'm saying? And now with everything coming to fruition, with what she was Googling, the interview that she gave, you know what I'm saying, with the police about what the kidnapper said, about what the kidnapper did. He had orange hair and he made her hop over fences. Then she got away once and they kidnapped her, put her in an 18-wheeler. Then she got away and they caught her and put her in a car. Then she got away again and made it in the woods, you know what I'm saying, by her home. Like, either she's very elusive, or those are the worst kidnappers in the world to let you get away three times. Kimberly, what's going on? Obviously, she has some deeper issues mentally. We really don't know what she's going through mentally, physically, or emotionally. I really feel like no one, including her family, should be speaking publicly. The interview that the parents gave was definitely questionable. I'm like, mom and dad, just be quiet, because honestly, you guys are making it worse. Yeah, because I'm like, to me, if you're pulling a stunt, which I think it was a stunt, especially from what we've seen today, right? And you don't have your stuff together. Obviously, you haven't. The parents haven't pieced it all together. So there's no way that both of y'all getting y'all stories together right away. So of course, your story is going to look crazy. Her story is already looking crazy. So now it's looking like the parents are defending crazy. You know what I'm saying? I just be like, hey, let us take some time before, you know what I'm saying, before we make any statements, right? Because right now, it's looking even more sketchier now than it did, you know what I'm saying, in the beginning, right? So that was the main thing, you know what I'm saying, about that. But as I said from the beginning, you can pray, right? We like I didn't see nobody that said, oh, I hope she don't make it home. Oh, I hope they did abduct her for real. Oh, I hope something bad does happen. Nobody said nothing negative, right? We were just saying that something about this doesn't look right. That's what something about this just isn't adding up. And some of the saints got in an uproar over that. Not one person said, I hope she's dead. Not one person said, oh, y'all that I saw, y'all shouldn't pray. And nobody that I saw said that. But as soon as we were saying, oh, it's sketchy, don't look right, here comes the, oh, y'all want her dead. Oh, y'all wanted her to be missing. Oh, you can't tell everybody to pray for you. Oh, you know what I'm saying? All this other, you know what I'm saying, extra stuff when, like I said earlier, if you're fooled by, if you're not doing context clues on something, you know what I'm saying, like this, that as Kimberly was saying, somebody may be mentally, you know what I'm saying, off or crying for attention, or whatever the case may be is, how are you going to discern when it's the enemy coming for your life, or when it's the mark of the beast, or when it's your soul at line, whatever the case may be? But like I said, that's another story for, you know what I'm saying, for another day. But my thing is, like, it's just like, when you do things like that, you have to worry about the repercussions that comes behind that. So now she has to worry about the repercussions. You know, it's no different than me, you know what I'm saying, coming to work drunk every day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all can pray for me, you know what I'm saying, that, man, I hope Casey changed away from coming up drunk. But guess what? It's going to be some repercussions from me, you know what I'm saying, coming, you know what I'm saying, to work drunk. So right now, her and her family are dealing with those repercussions. Like somebody said, like, if she is dealing with something mental, I do hope that she has unplugged from everything social media-wise, whether it's Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is. I hope she has unplugged for that. You know, because you know how ruthless the internet, you know what I'm saying, can be from memes, the statuses, whatever the case may be. But once again, you know what I'm saying, so many things, just like I said, no one else saw a child or reported a child in the same area where she said she saw one. Then you follow the tile for 600 yards. That's 6 football fields. 6. You know what I'm saying? And obviously the child is not going 60 or 70 miles per hour walking, right? So you're creeping, you know what I'm saying, on the interstate, right? The still be in view of the child. So you telling me nobody was like, hey, is this lady here driving really slow, that's looking off into the distance and things like that? It just, to me, it seemed like this story, it seemed like she planned all this, you know, in a couple of days and was like in a rush to do whatever she did, because it's so many things that she did, that she said, that just didn't, you know what I'm saying, that just didn't add up. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you looking up how much it costs for an Amber Alert, or what's the maximum age, you know what I'm saying, of an Amber Alert? You know what I'm saying? Then you just return home out of the blue in the woods, and you happen to be near the woods near your home. They didn't abduct you and take you way further out. They just abduct you and say, hey, we're going to chill around the area where you live. Or we're going to chill up in this area. Where did the 18-wheeler go? You know what I'm saying? Like if y'all know, the 18-wheelers aren't small. You know what I'm saying? Was it just an 18-wheeler in the cabin? Was it an 18-wheeler that had the 53-foot trailer behind it? You know what I'm saying? Like so much stuff, man, that was going on, to where people, I believe people had every right, you know what I'm saying, to question it. You know what I'm saying? To be like, hey, man, it's kind of sketchy, it's kind of shaky, it's kind of flaky, whatever the case that you want to, you know what I'm saying, say behind it. Then the thing about, I said this earlier about the kidnapper, they blindfolded her, but didn't tie her up, and the kidnapper told her because they didn't want to leave impressions on her wrist. What kidnapper tells you that? Right? I'm not saying that. And of course, I don't think none of us have been kidnapped before, right? But I just can't see a kidnapper saying, did she ask? Did she say, hey, why are you not going to tie me up? And they said, we won't leave any impressions on your wrist. Did they volunteer the information? Hey, we would tie you up, but we don't want to leave no impressions on your wrist. Like, come on, fam. Like something about that, you know what I'm saying, just ain't sitting, you know what I'm saying, right? I just don't understand. You know what I'm saying? Then she, you know what I'm saying, beforehand, the Birmingham, you know what I'm saying, bus station had a one-way ticket to Nashville. Like what was really, you know what I'm saying, going on? Some, it has been rumored that she was doing this to get attention of her boyfriend or whatever the case may be. Like, I don't, like, that's a obviously alleged accusation, you know, rumor, whatever you want to call it, you know. But it's just so many things, you know, to where, like, I mean, you Google the movie, you know what I'm saying, Taken, you know, a movie was about an abduction, you know what I'm saying? It's just so many things, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, if I looked up ski mask, handgun, index cards, and then you next thing you know, I'm robbing a bank. That lined up too. Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Well, he was looking up ski masks, he was looking up gun, he was looking up index notes, you know, probably pay, he was looking up gloves, you know what I'm saying, to pass to a teller and stuff like that. Like, all the stuff that she was looking up, it just coincided with, like, her staging this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get, you know what I'm saying, the movie reference about it, because that junk was on a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? Unless you had, like, people playing in with you, like people calling in, like, hey, we want some ransom and all this other stuff. But it was just her, you know, as of right now. You know what I'm saying? And another thing about it is, this is the thing about it, right, is that we know how serious abduction is, right? We know how serious kidnapping is, right? So now you're putting fear into the community. Like, if it is this orange-head white guy with a female helping him out here abducting people. So now, you know what I'm saying, you may have some people who may be still on edge, like, you know what I'm saying, nervous about going out because they think somebody may try to kidnap them with orange hair and a female who is going to blindfold you but not tie you up. But the good thing about it is you can get away because she got away 3 times. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. They got to be the sorriest kidnappers in the history of kidnapping. You know what I'm saying? First off, I mean, They kidnap you, put you in the 18-wheeler, right? You get away. They catch you again, put you in the car, and then you get away again. Like in a span of 49 hours. So that's two days and an hour. Yeah, bro, it's crazy, putting it lightly. You know what I'm saying? Crazy is just really putting it lightly, man, because like so many other things play a part into this, what she did. And I get into those briefly because I really don't want to take it to that angle, but it has been brought up and I knew this stuff was going to get brought up. So we'll talk about it briefly. First off, you now have the angle of the black woman being kidnapped and a black woman being taken, you know what I'm saying, not being taken lightly when it comes to something like that. Like you got black women who already feel like people don't care about them. They come up missing and all these other people come up missing. And so now it's turned to that about, well, if a black woman is kidnapped, for real, are they going to use these same resources? Are they going to expend the same energy and effort into finding her? So now she's kind of put a black eye, you know, on that. And a black man didn't do that. A white man didn't do that. White lady didn't did that. A black woman allegedly, you know, saying faked her own, you know, saying abduction, you know, saying with that. Then you move over, you know, saying to the other aspect of it is that, you know, saying, now when people do say, hey, I see a child, you know what I'm saying, wondering or whatever, you and we know how this stuff go with people being raped, with people being kidnapped, the way they do set traps. You know what I'm saying? Now do you say, you know what I'm saying, man, I'm going to go ahead and help this kid and help this child? Or do you think like, well, man, she said that when she went to go check the child, it was a man saying he'd do the same thing, and that's when he kidnapped her. You know what I'm saying? It's like so many extra layers that she has put into this that's going to give people, that may give people pause on doing everything now when it comes to that. I'm hoping, and the police chief did say that they would still do the same thing again if this does happen, right? Because that question was posed. What happens if another black woman is said to be kidnapped, right? He gave a correct answer. He said they would still do the same thing that they would do no matter who it was, right? Cool. But my thing is that now, you know what I'm saying, people are saying stuff about, you know what I'm saying, her mental state. Yes, we get that something probably is something mentally wrong with her if she is done doing, you know what I'm saying, all of this, right? So my thing is that let's get her some help. You know what I'm saying? Don't sit here and bash the people who said it was sketchy because none of us told her to do it. None of us said, hey, you know what I'm saying, make this up and make that up. None of us said that. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is that if you really care about it, you know what I'm saying, that's what we should be cared about. Instead of y'all bashing the people who said it was sketchy, because it was sketchy. You know what I'm saying? Whether you wanna be a super saint, a super prayer warrior, whatever the case may be, it was sketchy. You know, so you could have prayed and still been like, man, you could have prayed to be like, you know what, Lord, I hope that this isn't a hoax. I hope that this is another joke. I hope that despite the circumstances that have been presented to us, I hope that she isn't playing around like this because this is something serious. Instead of trying to call people out, you know what I'm saying, for just saying, nah, some of the milk ain't clean, you know what I'm saying, on this. Sir, what's going on? I think she took something, had a bad trip, and tried to cover it up. Man, and that's the thing about it. Like, that's why the cop was like, hey, the police chief was like, hey, we're ready to talk to her whenever she's ready to talk, because he was like, the questions that y'all answering, that y'all asking, only she can answer, you know? And she had been Googling some of this stuff since the 11th, right? The actual incident took place on the 13th at 8:20 is when she left work. She made the 911 call at 9:34. That's when she made the 911 call, right? So between the 11th of her looking up the Amber Alert, even before work, she looked up taking money out of cash register without being caught. The Birmingham bus station, one-way bus ticket to Nashville, maximum age, the movie taken, maximum age of an Amber Alert, right? You know what I'm saying? So something had to be off the wire, because you don't randomly say, oh, I'm gonna fake my abduction today. You know what? I'm just going to look up Amber Alert today. You know what? I'm going to look up the movie Taken today, along with stuff that coincides with the movie. You know, so I'm going to look up the Birmingham bus station today and the one-way ticket to Nashville, which that seems simple, right? The bus station in Nashville. But look at all the things that corresponded with that. You know what I'm saying? Look at all the things that corresponded with that to where you'd be like, man, all this stuff, you know what I'm saying, is just super sketchy. You know, so that's the main thing. This whole thing ain't to dog her or ain't to make her feel bad or anything like that. Hopefully, if it is something mental, she gets the help that she needs. And hopefully, she'll look back on her life when she gets past it and be like, you know what? This was some stupid stuff for me to do. And hopefully, all the saints that were dogging people for questioning what was going on and things don't add up. You know what? Hey, as I put on my post earlier, I know y'all ain't gonna apologize for saying people didn't have faith in God or saying people, you know what I'm saying, were not believers, for saying people wanted her dead, for saying you can't tell everybody to pray for you. I know y'all ain't gonna apologize for that because y'all pride and ego will make y'all say, yeah, we jumped the gun with that. Now that everything comes out, yeah, I can see why y'all said that. This deal is sketchy. We know y'all ain't gonna apologize for that. But at least when things like this happen, at least think back and probably like, okay, hold on. Before I pray, let me see where I need to direct my prayers at. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all talking about praying or not praying, but y'all be praying. Some of y'all be praying so blindly. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You praying for somebody to get money when they heart need to be healed. You get what I'm saying? So that was basically the whole gist of this stuff, man. I pray that she does get the help that she needs. You know what I'm saying? I pray that she comes clean with the truth. Because like I said, while some people are saying that it's sketchy, some people still thinking that, nah, she was abducted. Some people still thinking that, you know what, it is a white man out here with orange hair and a lady that's helping him out here kidnapping people. It is some people still out here thinking like, oh man, what happened to the missing baby? You know what I'm saying? Because you got some people who put their heart into it, right? So now you still got those people on edge. So I just hope that she comes out soon and be like, I made a terrible, terrible, terrible mistake. And I'm ready to face the consequences and get the help that I need, right? Because like the guy said, it wasn't just a city thing or a state thing. This thing had the whole nation rocking. You know what I'm saying? Had the whole nation, you know what I'm saying, talking about it. So it just wasn't something to where, oh, it's a family secret and it could just die down. Or, oh, you know what I'm saying, this is something that the city of Hoover is known for, Vestavia Hills or wherever. This is something that the whole nation got a wind of, right? And then for your story to be in shambles like it is, man, it's just something, you know, I don't even know, man. I don't even know. But I wasn't going to hold y'all on, you know, so on that. I had a whole nother topic that I was going to talk about, you know what I'm saying? But when this hit the fan and then the press conference today, I said, nah, fam, this needs to be talked about. This needs to be, you know what I'm saying, discussed, man. But I pray, you know what I'm saying, for her sake. You know what I'm saying? That she does get the attention, that the medical attention that she needs, man, and everything else, you know what I'm saying, that comes with it, man, because this was a serious issue, man. But hey, as y'all always know, man, this is brought to you courtesy of the 2020 Podcast LLC. Please hit the LLC. Make sure that y'all go to our YouTube page, the 2020 Podcast LLC, and hit that bell button, hit that subscribe button, man, where y'all can get all the good content, man, from Who Got Smoke to the Business Minute to Wind Out Wednesday to Tubi Tuesday, man. We got some other stuff coming, man. We also got the Kickback Live, man, coming up the end of this month, the weekend on the end of this month, man. So make sure that y'all be tuned in and geared for that. Also, our wonderful sponsors, man, Black Renaissance, man. Go to website www.shopblackrenaissance.com, man, and check out all of the new gear that they got dropping, man. If they don't have a sale going on, which is rare, if ever, that they don't have one, you can put in promo code LLC20 and get 20% off of your entire purchase. Also, our sponsor, man, Black Box Grooming, man. You go to the website, www.blackboxgrooming.com, man. Get your beard oil, get your beard butter. It's all natural and organic. And you can put it on your face and you ain't got to worry about 4 years down the line, you're looking like the fly because you're growing into one because you put something on your face that ain't supposed to be on there. If you're in a Mobile area or Gulf Coast area, man, you need a place to kick it with some good drinks, good vibe, good music, good atmosphere. Make sure you come to 105 North Jackson Street, Mobile, Alabama. That is Canary Bar in the heart of the entertainment district, downtown Mobile, man. Their doors open at 5 Tuesday through Sunday, man. They always got something going on. It's After Work Wednesday, man. Make sure you go there, man. Tell them that your boy Wind Down Wednesday sent you. And like I said, every day, man, Tuesday through Sunday, man, they got something going on. My favorite night, man, is that Friday night. Friday night, they have R&B night, man. Y'all know how I feel about R&B, man. So make sure y'all definitely get on that night, man. The DJ definitely has it rocking, man. So that's 105 North Jackson Street, Canary Bar, Mobile, Alabama. Hey, everybody want their own crib, man. Whether you say it or not, everybody want their own crib, man. Where you can play the music as loud as you want to. You ain't got to worry about your name. If you on the bottom floor, you ain't got to worry about somebody on the top floor stumping. They got bad kids. They having loud intimacy sessions or whatever like that, man. So if you're trying to get in the house, man, trying to buy one, you're trying to sell one, trying to rent one, you're trying to build your house, you're trying to sell the land that you don't want no more, that you got extra land, man, holler at my girl Roslyn Spencer, man. She will point you in the right direction. She will get you in a house at a great rate. She will get you in a nice house, not no any kind of house, man, where you're going to keep having to make repairs on it, man, but she's going to put you, you know, in the house. Or if you want to, you know, fix her up, you know what I'm saying, she can point you in the right direction, man. So make sure you holler at my girl. That's the information right there, Roslyn Spencer. The realtor, man, one of the realest realtors, one of the nicest realtors that I know, man, with Keller Williams, man. So make sure that y'all holler at her. And last but not least, K Marie Photography, man. No matter, man, what kind of session that you want, man, if you want something classy, you want something on the education side, you want something graduation side, you need something steamy with you and your boo, you know what I'm saying? She got the steamy, you know what I'm saying, photo shoots, man. So whatever it is that you need, man, K Marie got you, man, in the place, man. So make sure you holler at K Marie, you know what I'm saying, photography, man. Also, it's a family affair, man. August 19th, man. Make sure that you put your face in the place, man. We got my man DJ 360 on the ones and twos, and yours truly, man, Mr. Wind Down Wednesday will be the host, man, of Power Lines Portrait Event, man. Not only is Roslyn a realtor, she's also a very talented two-time champion poet. You know, it's a catharsis the poet. She will be in the building along with the rest of the Power Lines Portrait crew, man. So make sure, man, that y'all go ahead and check that out. August 19th, man, is like a month away, man. So make sure that y'all definitely, man, check that out, man. So as I always say, man, I pray that y'all guys, man, have had a great day. If not, I pray that it continues to get better. Cause we gonna speak that you will have a great day from here on out, man. But I love y'all, and until next Tuesday, I will holler at y'all. Peace.
This is Mystique.
This is Mr. Everlasting.
And this is the Safe Word.
Safe Word.
Join us this season for all things kinky, all things BDSM, and all things sexy, y'all.
Live and every first and third Friday is when our episodes drop. Find us on your favorite platform and get ready to get safe with the Safe Word.
Safe Word.